We're starting to record. Okay. The ones who didn't memorize, raise your left hand for 5 minutes. Why aren't you raising your left hand?
I am. It's only 2 minutes.
No, 5 minutes. Not yet. From now. From now it's. Okay. All right.
Wait, from now 5 minutes?
No.
Okay.
He is 5 minutes. Raise your left hand.
Higher, Saliha.
Now, the ones who are not going to obey and raise the left hands, okay, you are going to stand up. So, you better, when I look back, I better see you.
I rather stand up. No,
sit down, not yet. Actually, since you guys like it, then let's keep it at the
moment. Yes.
Yes. All right. Now we're going to go to the next part in Surah Yasin, which is the people of the village.
Okay.
The people of the town. They used to be, the people of the town are bad guys. They were bad guys. They were worshipping idols. They were worshipping what? Idols. Quiet. Why aren't you? Your hands up.
Oh, I'm trying to get my
pencil back. Okay. So they was. They were worshipping idols. They were worshipping idols. Now. Guess, why would people, how could people be tricked into worshiping idols and why? Why people are tricked into worshiping idols? Okay, now, stop everybody that hands down. Yeah. They what? No, here's a question. They will kill them if they don't worship the idols. Right?
So are
you going to bring the iPod 4 or what? What's the question? Well-known people die. Tomorrow? Oh. That's very good. That's how. But why?
Wait, oh my God, what was it? Oh yeah, they were
introduced. No, they are tricked. What's the trick? What's the trick? Why people come up with the idea of worshipping idols? I will tell you how, but why? The question, because they want to take advantage of you. Because they want to take advantage of the people who worship idols. You got it? They want to take advantage of the people who worship what? Idols.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I need to see you taking notes. Start. Okay. Now, how do I take advantage of you? There are examples. I can sell you Jannah certificates. I can sell you what?
Jannah certificate.
And it happened during the dark ages that people are selling Jannah certificate. What's the Jannah certificate? Of course. What's the Jannah certificate?
It's like a ticket that makes you go to Jannah. Like,
yes.
It was the same thing during
if they have enough money to pay for it, exactly. Now, guess what happened? I have a joke about that. I have a joke about this. What was she saying?
What?
What was she saying? She was, Zainab was explaining something.
Yeah.
You know what is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
She was explaining about that.
See, you're not paying attention. How about you? Yes. Right. She was explaining about Jannah certificate. What is Jannah certificate? You pay money, you get a certificate that you go to Jannah. You pay money. So there is a joke about that. There is a joke. Everybody understands what a Jannah certificate is?
Yes.
There is a joke about that. There is that guy who went to the church and he said, I want to buy hellfire.
What?
I want to buy hellfire. So they would like, what? Every everybody, you know, buys in Jannah, buys place in Jannah. But why do you want to buy the whole entire fire, hellfire? So he bought, he paid them a lot of money, and he bought the entire hellfire. He bought, you know, he paid them really millions of dollars or whatever, and he got that hellfire. Then what happens? People go to the church to buy certificates for Jannah. He tells them, why are you doing this? They say, because we want to go to Jannah. He said, you don't have to. I bought the entire hellfire. So you can't go to hellfire, so you have to go to Jannah. Did you see the joke here? Yeah. Guess what did they do to him?
I don't get it.
Kill him.
Okay.
He bought the entire hellfire. He versus it. And when people go to the church to buy Jannah certificates, he tells them, why are you buying Jannah certificates? They say, because we want to go to Jannah. He said, you don't have to. I bought the entire hellfire. So they have to send you to Jannah because they can't send you to hell.
Oh.
Okay. Guess what did they do to him? The people of the church.
They killed him.
They killed him. You got it? They killed him. Because it was very good business. So here's the question. When this is you, when this is Allah, and this is you, there is a relationship between you and Allah. This is the relationship between you and Allah. It's a direct relationship. It goes directly from you to Allah and from Allah to you, right? You know, it's private relationship. What those guys do, they try to get in the middle. They try to get in the middle. Go in the middle. To take advantage of you. You got it? People try to get in the middle. Why? To take advantage of you. How? An example is
What the Quraysh did in Mecca. That's another example. They had these like demigod statue things, and then they'd say that people couldn't talk to them. They say that, oh, we could talk to them for you, and we'll tell you what they have to say to you and how you could be able to talk to them.
Excellent, mashallah. Mashallah, excellent. That's right. They get in the middle. So what they say. They don't say that those guys are gods. They say that the middle guys. So if this is Allah, if this is Allah, and down here is you, they get in the middle. See? This is middle gods. And those middle gods, they were levels. There was the big god, there was the little god, there was a minor god, there is a major god. You know, they have tons of them. Why they go into the middle? So they tell you, okay, those middle gods are big enough to get the attention of Allah, and little enough and small enough to look at your to get our attention. Small enough to listen to us. And then big enough to talk to God on our behalf. You got that? This is how they trick you. And it's a good trick. I mean, it's not a good trick, it's a bad trick, but it works really well. Okay? So they say, okay, those guys are big enough to get the attention of God, small enough to listen to us. So these are like the people. Now, why is this thing is a derogatory image of Allah. Low image, that's low image of Allah. Why is this low image of Allah when you do that? We say this is the right way, which is having direct relationship between you and Allah. Now, when you get middle gods and say, well, those are the communication between us and Allah. Did you finish writing it? You did?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you the next one. Is the Arabic. Let go. We did this one. Okay. So let's do this one for Quran. Just go. I'm sorry, not for Quran, for Islam. Go to the next. Is that the Quran? When you finish it, this is Quran. Make sure you finish Islamic studies because yes. All right. Okay. Listen to me, please. Listen to me, please. Listen to me here. Now, why is this low image of Allah? Think with me. Why this? Why Allah gets angry? Huh? That's a very good answer. But let me add to it. What happens is that it's a low image of Allah to say that He can't listen to us directly. You got it? They are saying that Allah is too big for you to talk to. Allah's what? He's like the big king. He doesn't care about little things, little creatures. And you guys are little creatures. Allah doesn't even know you exist. You see that? Allah doesn't even know you exist. You have to talk to us first, and then we talk to Allah on your behalf, right? These are like ambassadors, you know? Like, they listen to you, and then they go to Allah, tell Him what you want. Now, it's a low image of Allah, because Allah can talk to all of us together at the same time. Why Allah knows about us one by one? Because He is the one who is make it happen. Like, do you remember when we said that the leaf of tree will fall down? Allah will know where is it falling down from, which place, what time, what speed. All the details about the leaf falling on the ground, Allah knows these details. You know why does He know these details?
Because He's a creator.
Yeah, because He made it happen. He knows what He's doing, right? He's the one that made it happen. So He knows what he's doing, right? And to Allah, there are no big matters and little matters. There are no details and non-details. Everything to Allah is the same. Details are the same, like not details. Allah can get any level. Allah talks to you or communicates with you and with His creation on several levels. Okay? All right. Now, the people of the town. Now, when they worship idols, then they are taken advantage of. Advantage of people.
There
is a fact that happened during the Middle Ages.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yes. Don't be late though. How? You know the lords? During the Dark Ages, they have lords. Yes. Right. Yes. The slaves are down here. There is something called slave mind management system. slave mind management. What is that slave mind management? The mind of the slave is angry. Why the mind of the slave is angry? Because he is a slave, right? When you become a slave, wouldn't you get angry?
Yeah.
You would be, you'd be very angry, right? So now, this anger wants you to do what? To rebel. You want to rebel against who? Against the Lord. You got it? So now they want to do something about it so that you're not angry. So you give up freedom. Guess what it is? They tell them that if you stay slave, you go to Jannah. And the rich people will go to hellfire. You got it? So just if you stay as a slave, if you stay as a poor slave, you're going where? To Jannah. How about the rich lords? They're going to where? Hellfire. You got it? So that's why they came up with the idea that the rich people will not enter Jannah unless the camel goes through the opening of the needle. You know the needle? It's very little, right? It has an opening, right? You know the needle has a what? An opening.
Yeah, right. It does.
Yeah. To put the thread through. The Allah, the verse that they came up from, they said, rich people will not go to Jannah, okay, until the camel can go through the needle eye or needle opening. It means that they will never go to Jannah. Got it? You understand that? So now, this to calm them down. This will calm the slaves down. So this will what? Calm the slaves down so that they don't rebel. They feel, you know, they calm them down so that they don't rebel. You got the Arabi and the Quran? You got the Arabi too?
I didn't get this one.
I think the Arabi.
Yes.
This is the Quran you did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And where's the?
This is the
Arabi.
I didn't do that one.
Okay. So now Islamic studies, did you do it?
Yeah, I did Islamic studies.
So you did Arabi and Islamic studies or Quran and Islamic?
I did Quran and Islamic studies.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. See, you see the trick here?
Yeah.
Okay. So they say here, mind, this is called slave mind management system. Or slave mind management. Don't be surprised. Do you think that this mind management is only during the dark ages? No, let me tell you today. Today, okay, they, in a like dictatorship, what they do, they say, okay, to the slaves in a dictatorship. You know, in dictatorship, 99% of the people are slaves, right? Do you agree with me? In dictatorship, a dictator, 99% of the people are slaves. They want to rebel, like what happened to Egypt. The people rebelled because they are, you know, angry because their freedom and rights are taken away from them. So they rebel. Now, they haven't rebelled for the past, like, 70 years. Why? Because they tell them, if you want to stay safe, you better shut up. If you want to stay safe, you better what? Shut up. If you talk, you'll be tortured to death in prison.
Well, that's kind of sad.
So this is the slave mind management system. They tell them, to be safe, you need to shut up. Got it? That is what's using in a dictatorship. And same thing, you know, many places. Like our rights, for example, here in the United States, our rights are taken away from us, right? We are becoming the slaves of America. As Muslims, we are becoming the new slaves of America. And our rights are being taken away from us. Then they tell you, if you shut up, okay, you will stay safe. Otherwise, you're going to be deported. They want to be deported. I lost my passport. I was deported, right? You got it? So
sure.
That is... That's another thing. Now, they also, other than that, they also like tell you what to do in the name of God. So in the name of gods. So if you worship a god called Boo Boo, then they tell you, in the name of Boo Boo, give me charity. In the name of Boo Boo, I want more taxes. In the name of Boo Boo, vote to this king. In the name of Boo Boo. So it's like they are saying, in the name of Boo Boo, in the name of Boo Boo, meaning that this little idol you're worshiping is called Boo Boo. It's called Boo Boo, right? So they tell you, in the name of Boo Boo, not in the name of Allah, in the name of Boo Boo. Making what? Boo Boo to you is like Allah. So he's so dear to you. He's so dear to you. Okay? Because he's the one who talks to Allah on your behalf. Okay? So he tells you, in the name of Boo Boo, Boo Boo is so dear to you. So you say, okay, whatever you say, Boo Boo asks me, I'm going to do. You got that? So here are these towns worshiping idols. Now, how people are tricked into worshiping idols? There were the first people who worship idols are the ones at the time of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. What happened was that the people were living, and among those people, there were five saints. Five what? Saints. What do I mean by saints? I mean companions of Prophet Idris. Companions of Prophet who? Idris. Those companions of Prophet Idris, they were so kind and so nice and so adorable. People loved them so much. They were so kind that people really loved them. Loved them. You can't believe how much love they had for these people. Now, those people started dying one by one. So there were five of them. They are mentioned in the Surah Nuh. Okay? So they started dying one by one. Every time one dies, people cry. Yes? Go ahead, but don't be late. People cry and say, oh my God. You know, what? Oh, we miss you. Okay. Then Suwa' dies. Oh, Suwa', we miss you. They cry. Then Yaghuth dies. Oh, Yaghuth, we miss you. They cry. Then Ya'uq dies. Oh, Ya'uq, we miss you. Then he dies. Then Nasra was the last one. When he dies, you know. Then Nasra was the last one. The last one was who? Nasra. Now, when he died, people were so sad because he's the last one. So they were crying so much. And they say, oh, we wish that he didn't die. We miss him so much. So now the shaitan comes and says, okay, guys, you miss them so much? He said, yeah. I'm telling you, you're going to forget their memories soon. We forget about those kind, nice people? We? No way we'll forget about them. He said, yes, you will forget about them with time. They said, okay, if we're going to forget about them with time, then what's the right thing to do? The right thing to do is? Huh? Oh, draw their pictures on rocks. Draw their pictures on what? Rocks. That's why there is a sensitivity between Islam and art. Because that was the beginning of art. The art was used to build these gods or middle gods, all right? That is worshipped instead of Allah, all right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why there is a sensitivity there between Islam and art. However, if you're doing art that is not intended to be like something that you're
worshipping.
Yes, like if you draw a picture of somebody like Buddha or something, that's to be worshipped. So that's when art becomes haram. But anyway, the guy, the shaitan says, now how the shaitan talks to people?
Whispers.
Thoughts. So how does he talk to people? Thoughts. He puts thoughts, evil thoughts in your brain. Whisper to you means put evil thoughts where? Bhatti said, this is a shaitan idea. Like Satan's, they put thoughts in your brain. So here he puts thought in the brain of people that, hey, why don't you build the statues? So some people who are so sincere and so much, they were so much in love with those middle guys, or like the companions of Prophet Idris, they did paint their picture on rock. They paint the picture on what? Rock. Okay? So they started remembering their memories. So every weekend, every holiday, they go into the place. They go into the place that has the painting of those five dear people. And they cry, they hug them, like they hug the image like that. And they cry, and they feel sad. And they feel sad that they have missed, I mean, they missed them and things like that. Now, who is watching them? Their children. Aha. So the children, remember that the shaitan thoughts, they go step by step. He gives you a little thought, then a worse, then worse. Don't ever think that shaitan gives you bad thoughts right away, because you will not be able, you people don't change right away. Shaitan gives you step by step. One, two, three, four, five, and then you've fallen, you know, before. You find yourself with every step that you're increasing in evil. So who's watching them honoring these pictures? Children, right? So the children ask it their parents, what are these? They say these are many honorable companions of, don't be late, very honorable companions of our Prophet Idris. So they started, you know, growing up in their heart, these pictures are so dear. These pictures are what? So dear to them. Okay? So now their pictures started to faint because of the weather. You know when you draw something on the rock?
Oh.
Yeah, the rain and the weather will do what to the thing you draw on the rock? Huh?
Wash it off.
They wash it off. So the pictures started washed away. Zainab?
Yes.
Yeah. So the pictures start wash away. So what would the shaitan thought, the next shaitan thought, the next step? That's right.
We can make it something hard like a statue.
That's exactly what happened. Shaitan said, okay, in order not to lose their memory, we need to put them in statues so that when they die, we remember them. So then people started learning and trying until they put them in statues, look exactly the same like them. Then the weather started coming, raining on them, like things like that start getting dirty. So they said, we want to put them in a building. So they built a big building, and they put the idols inside this building. This building later on became a temple. Now, the shaitan, at this time, shaitans were allowed to go sneak on the angels and listen, to spy on the angels. You know when spying on the angels stopped? When the shaitan couldn't spy on the angels anymore? Angels?
The Quran was
being... When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, Allah gave a gift to the earth, which is that the people, the bad guys, could not ask the shaitans anymore to go and spy on angels. You got it? In the past, there are people who can communicate with jinn.
There are still are, right? Like black magic people?
Yeah, exactly. But it's very rare, by the way. It's very rare. It rarely happens.
That is scary.
It's rarely happening.
And even when jinn take over the humans?
Many people live and die without even hearing about this. Because it doesn't... Assalamu alaikum. It doesn't happen that often. Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. So now, here's the shaitan trick. The people went through drought. So the shaitan thought about it. And then he said, I'll take advantage of this. So people started, you know, running out of water. What happens? The food chain, what happened to the food chain when there's a drought? You know the food chain?
Yeah.
With the animals, water dries, then animals die.
Yeah.
Animals die, then humans
die
because of the drought. You got it?
Yeah.
So here we go. The animals are started dying. People are starting to die. Okay, and their children, especially children, they are dying because there's really no water to them. So they started going out, and also farming stopped. They started going out and cry to Allah directly. Cry to Allah what?
Directly.
Ya Allah, give us water. Ya Allah, my wife died. Ya Allah, my daughter died. Ya Allah, give us water. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. They are begging of who?
Allah.
So now the shaitan said, okay, this is a good idea to take advantage of. So he sneaks into the heavens and he spies on the angels. He heard that the rain is coming on a specific day. Let's say, for example, just as an example, November 5th. November what?
5th.
So he said to them, okay, guys, you keep praying to God. God is too big to listen to you. You're nothing. You're insects. You're nothing. You're zero compared to God. Why do you think he would even know that you exist? You know, the low image. They told him, because he's Allah, he knows everything. He hears everybody. He provides to everybody. He said, no, guys, no. You're wrong. If this is the case, then why isn't he giving you water? How long you have been begging for water? They say for months and months and months. He said, why isn't he giving you water? If he heard you, then he would give you water. Okay? So here we go. So they started to, they continued to worship, to cry, but their trust in Allah went what? Down. Because Allah did not respond right away. As a test to them, Allah did not respond. So here is the shaitan coming to them and say, okay, guys, you're not going to get rain unless you listen to me. They said, what? He said, why don't you cry for these statues, these pictures? Why don't you ask them? Ask these idols. Ask them to bring you rain. They will. God doesn't know you. God doesn't hear about you. Okay? Doesn't know you. Why God will know Zainab, about Zainab? Why Zainab? Out of zillions of people. Why this? Why that? Okay? Exactly, but they make it like a king who doesn't know about this, the people in his kingdom. They make it like that because they are not important. But Allah is different. Allah not only knows you, He loves you. You know Allah is out there looking for reasons to give you Jannah? You know that? Allah is looking for reasons to give you Jannah. And He keeps encouraging you to go to Jannah. Because Allah is so kind that He wants to give you Jannah. Okay, so Allah is not out there to set traps for you, no. Allah is out there to give you Jannah. To find things to get, that will bring you to Jannah. Go ahead.
Are you in hellfire? Do you stay there forever?
Depends.
Non-believers do, but...
Some people stay forever. Some people get out.
Non-believers
Jannah.
How many times do you
get? After they burned for thousands of years, for example, they have really got all the punishment they deserve. Yeah, so Allah gets them out of hellfire to Jannah. They, on their way to Jannah, they shower in, or they bathe into special springs that will take away any remains of the hellfire in their body or something like that. So they become good listening, and then those have become the poor people of Jannah.
What makes you go to hell?
Bad deeds and low image of Allah. Low image. Well, it depends. If you have low image of Allah, then you're not. Huh?
Oh, wait. So if you're bad and you go to hellfire for 1,000 years and then you come to Jannah, you become a poor person?
Yes. You become the poorest person in Jannah. Now, the Prophet said that the poorest person of Jannah his property as much as this earth 10 times. You'd be like a king who you'd be a king who ruled the whole entire earth. You'd be equivalent to a king who ruled the entire earth.
So we're not going to be like in the...
You're not going to be close to Allah, no.
Why?
Because that's what you did to yourself. You didn't score 50%. Go ahead. Okay. So now... Now let's go back to the story. So now what happens? Do you see here the tricks, step by step? So they keep crying to Allah and the shaitan makes fun of them. Ha ha! You guys are still crying here. Ha! Look, trust me, there's nobody there to listen to you. Yes.
Allah light? Is Allah light?
Anything you can think of, Allah's not. It's not like that.
What, is he light?
No. Anything you think of, Allah's not like that. No. Allah has light, but he himself is not light.
Wait, is there
Why?
Another Jannah?
Why? Just hold on, hold on. Why? Because Allah, anything you can think of, Allah's different. That's a rule.
Here,
an earth now.
Huh?
No, there's only one Jannah, not one Jannah, like many Jannahs for the good guys later on. So you listen to me here. So the shaitan comes to them and says, oh, you're still here. They're begging, huh? You guys are stupid. You guys don't know what you're doing. You guys supposed to pray for the right people. Where are those right people? The idols where? In the temple. They tell him, get out of here. He said, suit yourself. Bye. And then to, you know, they keep begging on Allah and Allah's not responding to test them. So here we go. They started, you know, believing in the shaitan and what the shaitan is offering. So a group of them said, okay, we can go now and ask for this God. He said, okay, if you do that, the rain is going to come on November 5th, for example. You got it? So the rain is going to come after like 10 days, if you do beg of this God. So they went begging off this God. Now, he knew what the rain when the rain is coming. How?
He spied on the angels.
He spied on the angels, that's right.
Fine.
So now a big group... And then he convinced them. He said, you guys, you're going to lose nothing. What do you have to lose? Well, you're dying anyway. What do you have to lose? Try. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work, then, you know, don't believe me anymore. So it was like a city. See how the shaitan thoughts are dragging you into this? So they go into trying to ask those statues, which are the five statues, to help them. Guess what happened? November 5th came and the rain showered them. Showered them literally. So they started now believing. Now the good guys told them, you don't know what you're doing. You can't ask anybody other than Allah. Allah will get mad at you. You're going to hell. They didn't listen to them. Shut up. Who brought us the rain? Those guys. God didn't listen to us. We cried to him for months. And our children were dying. And our beloved ones were dying. And he's so... Astaghfirullah al-Azim. He's so mean. He didn't care. He left us to die. But those guys, once we asked it, then they brought us the rain. So now... Yeah, now a lot of people started worshipping these idols. However, other good people refused to worship the idols. But with time, this worshipping the idols became the religion. With time, those guys died and they reached to the point where there was absolutely nobody on earth that worships Allah. Everybody was worshipping those middle gods. You got it? So now... Who Allah sent the prophet to fix them? Do you know who's the name of the prophet?
No.
Huh? No. Prophet Nuh.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you said first, Prophet Nuh, but you hesitated. You got it? So,
yeah.
Here's Prophet Nuh. Allah sent him, and there was no believer on earth. So now, he got, after 950 years, he got few believers. So Allah said, the rest of the earth is wicked, so get with the animals and your believers in the boat, in the ark, on the ship, and you're going to be saved. So Allah caused everybody on earth to die, to drown. Why?
Because he made a flood.
Made a flood. Now, Allah does not destroy people unless their prophet asks praise for him, praise to him to destroy the people. So, if Allah sends a person to a town, and the people, and he said, Ya Allah, destroy them, they have no hope, they're a hopeless case, then, when their prophet gives on the people, then Allah destroys them. You got that? You got that clear? Okay. The second thing is, if those people don't have a believer among them, just one believer, do you know Allah will save a nation just because it has one believer in it? But if there are no believers, like in the Day of Judgment, when the Day of Judgment starts, there will be no believers alive. Okay, now we're going to memorize. You memorize today until what ayah?
1 to 12.
Okay, I'm going to give you a second chance and add just two ayahs. So 14. From 1 to 15. 1 to 15. And you go, there are so many websites. The one I gave to you is very nice. But there are others too you can go to learn how to memorize these things. All right? And of course, what? Email me the summary. Email me the what?
The
summary. Yes, 200 words. Did you finish writing all the names?
Okay, keep going.